How's it going?
Thank you very much, Angela, and good afternoon, everybody, from Delano Municipal Baseball Park. We're back again. I hope you're not getting sick of us, but you know, this is an exciting run, and anytime you can play amateur baseball in September, oh, you're having a good run. Don Heinen with me this afternoon. Don, thank you again for getting us here safely. And
you're welcome, Randy.
This motor coach has taken us to Delano and Maple Lake a few times
so
far, hasn't it?
And if we don't come to broadcast, we'll come back and watch a few games. We'll go look at something else to look at. And I'll tell you what, this has been kind of a fun run so far for the Flames. And hopefully they can keep it up again today. And they're going to face a team in the Buckman Billy Goats today, which won a Donnybrook last night, 3-2 game in 17 innings. So these boys didn't get to bed real early last night from Buckman. I'll tell you what, they said, 10-12 the game was over with. But they said it wasn't that bad, 4 hours and some minutes for a 17-inning game.
But you're playing baseball at 10-12.
Yeah, you are.
And some of you had to drive home. I know there were some that stayed in Buffalo, but yeah.
Well, the game before us here, too, I was kind of looking at Randy when we were watching New Market and Red Wing. It was 1-0 ball game again with New Market winning. I looked at Randy, I said, they had bases loaded with nobody out. Red Wing did, and they got out of that inning.
Yeah.
I said, this is kind of starting to look like an extra inning ball game here, too.
So we had a couple games played this morning. We're down to the final eight in Class C here in Delano. It was 1-0 New Market over Red Wing, and then over in Maple Lake, Hutchinson beat Waterville 3-0 this morning in early afternoon. So right now, Jordan and Bemidji are playing over in Maple Lake. And here it's the Farming Flames against the Buckman Billy Goats.
And that's today's winner of this game between Farming and Buckman will play the winner of the Jordan Bemidji game at 7 o'clock tonight over in Maple Lake. So hopefully we'll be packing up and moving to Maple Lake yet tonight.
That would be fun, wouldn't
yes.
it? It's State Baseball on KASM, and we're brought to you by our great sponsors. Thank you to those sponsors for being with us through this state tournament run. The fine folks over at Pep's Pork in Rural Spring Hill, Central Minnesota Realty, BNS Excavating, West Central Sanitation, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Dairyland Supply, Albany Family Dentistry, Chiropractic Connection in St. Joseph, Rambo, Virgil's, Vigorina, south of Farming, and Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. And Leo, I know we've had a few jobs for you here already in Delano as the cars are parked pretty close. I know that's a little haul for you and Jolene, but if you want to come to Delano, I'm sure you can get some work too here. Yeah.
I suppose he got all caught up from after the regionals and see once what happens today. We'll get him a couple more jobs.
There you go. Don, you got some starting lineups for us this afternoon?
I do for the Farming Flames, which will be the visitors today on the scoreboard. Leading off, playing shortstop will be Taylor Foray. Batting second, playing second base will be Isaac Nett. Batting third, playing third base will be Ethan Navatril. Batting fourth, the catcher today, Cody Foray. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Nick Mergen. Batting sixth, doing the pitching today, will be Brad Mergen. Batting seventh, playing first base, Tyler Schrader. Batting eighth, playing right field, Aaron Eink. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Austin Arsenault. For the Buckman Billy Goats, we're being introduced right now. Leading off, playing center field will be Matt Togas. Batting second, playing second base, Lane Gertz. Batting third, catcher, Matt Cummett. Batting fourth, the third baseman today will be Aaron Weber. Batting fifth, playing left field, Noah Bosner. Batting sixth, playing first base, Joe Call. Batting seventh, the designated hitter today will be Sean Lanners. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jack Suska. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Travis Call. And doing the pitching today will be Jeremy Munson.
All right, folks, Angela Mergen's back at our studios in Albany, and Angela's got some ties here to this Farming Flame team. Of course, a lot of family named Mergen on this team.
Yes, there
is. So Angela's going to keep us close tabs on this game today. She's also going to record us. Angela's going to record this game, and so we're hoping that Kirby and Joe at some point this week will have our state tournament games posted on our website, mychasm.com, at mychasm.com. So just keep watching. We'll eventually get some of those state tournament games up. So, Angela, if you haven't started it up, please do start recording this ball game. It's Buckman against Farming here on KASM, 1150 AM. on 107.7 FM. You can catch our broadcast, 105.5 HD2. And we stream online at mychasm.com. Got a lot of text messages and emails yesterday from folks all over the country, even up in Ontario, Canada. Had some folks out in California last night I got an email from that were listening to our broadcast. So we certainly welcome those calls also text messages where you're catching our game from today. It's Farming and Buckman here on KASM. And, Don, you're taking a look at our starting pitcher right now. That's Jeremy Monson. He gets the start. He's a big, tall dude.
Big, tall right-hander. I'm just kind of trying to figure out his delivery here a little bit. He's got kind of a...
Looks like a little knuckle.
I'm not sure about the pitches, but I'm trying to watch his right arm. It kind of looks like he's got a little double jointed in the elbow, doesn't he, a little bit? Kind of a short arm.
Sure.
Comes over the top, and he kind of comes three-quarter on the delivery here. So he's going to be a little interesting to watch him.
Over at third, it's Aaron Weber at shortstop. Jack Suska at second base for the Billy Goats, Lane Gertz. And over at first base this afternoon, Joe Call in left field. Noah Bozer, center field for Buckman, Matt Taugas. And in right field, Travis Call. On the mound, Jeremy Monson. And Jeremy's first pitch to Taylor Foray is low for a ball, 1-0. Game time temperature here, 65 degrees and overcast skies this afternoon in Delano. There's a strike called to Taylor Foray, and the count, one ball, one strike.
Yeah, when we come down here, it looked like they had some rain down here. I think it was previous to the first game they had some rain, but they never had a delay in the first game at all, so that shower must have went by quickly.
There's a ball that's fouled back and out of play. It bounces on the road, hits some trees before it can hit some cars. And 1-2 the count to Taylor Foray. He leads it off for the Farming Flames. Isaac Nett on deck. The sweeping breaking ball falls outside in the count. Two balls and two strikes. 330 down the lines. 365 to straightaway center field. Ivy covering all the fences. Foray laces a hit to left field. And Taylor gets it started for Farming here in the first inning. Just patient in the batter's box, Foray. And yesterday, Foray had a tough day at the plate, Don.
He was 0 for 5 yesterday, but I got a feeling today's going to be a little different. So they kind of spread the wealth around here a little bit with this Farming team, don't they? One guy isn't hitting, somebody else is picking it up for him now.
And the key is that Farming gets that early lead.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they've done that in the regions. They've done that here in the state tournament now. And if you get a team like Buckman down early after playing that long 17-inning game last night, you kind of wonder how long is that adrenaline going to hold out.
You're absolutely right, Randy. You're going to see this probably come fifth, sixth inning. Depends upon how quick this game goes. But Farming will wear you down.
Isaac Nett at the plate, the count 1-0, and just a soft courtesy toss by Jeremy Monson over at first. And 1-0, the count to Isaac Nett. Monson will work from the stretch, and Nett fouls this one to the backstop. Hits a support post and bounces back onto the playing field. Ethan Navratil on deck for Farming.
Buckman was a classy chap in 99 and actually runners-up in 2001. Last time was... they were at the state, was in 18 last year. Year prior, 17, they were also here. So they got a good team, Buckman.
One ball, one strike. Pitch to Nett, chopped to first. Hopping on it is the Buckman first baseman. He'll put the tag on Isaac Nett as Joe Call bobbled it a little bit. It came up onto his chest. And Nett making him put a tag on him, and that allows Taylor Foray to go to second, and all in all, that's not a bad out.
Boy, I'll tell you what, for the speed that Isaac Nett has got down there, he didn't need to bobble that one more time. He'd have been by him.
Yes.
I think so.
So the unassisted put out by the first baseman Call brings Ethan Navratil to the plate, and Ethan, one of the hottest hitters in this tournament right now. And so we get the catcher already, Matt Cummett, going out and having a word with the pitcher about Ethan Navratil, maybe a little scouting report on it.
Absolutely, Randy, and I was watching that right away, and I looking on here, and he was 3 for 5 yesterday with a couple runs scored, so he's going to be a junior in high school, so a lot of respect for this young man already.
Swings a mean bat, Ethan Navratil does, and likes the fastball as he fouls the first pitch to the backstop, and 0-1, Cody Foray on deck. He runs and gets that ball. No score here in the first.
Aggressive at the plate here, the way it looks with Farming right now. I think it's a good thing, Randy, don't you?
I agree. I yeah. Get to Monson early if you can. Perea's lead. Here's a squibber foul down the third baseline. And the count 0-2 to Ethan Navratil. So you saw Isaac Nett squib one over to first, and now Navratil a squibber to third. And so that ball's a moving when it's coming to the plate on these hitters who like the fastball.
They do. I don't think anything bothers these guys right now. I think they'll hit the curveball, hit the fastball. But watching Munson a little bit here, it looks like he changes speeds. Can't really tell what his fastball's looking like, but...
Frey gets a pretty good lead out at second with one out. Pitch to Navratil, popped up foul over by third base. This one headed for the sports deck, and a bounce foul and out of play. Count stays 1-2 to Ethan. One ball and two strikes. This game, along with the Jordan and Bemidji game, that's going on over in Maple Lake right now. The last two games here of the Elite Eight. We'll be down to four after these two games are finished today. Pitch two, Navratil, a long drive to right. Back by the ivy, off the base of the ivy. It's going to score for Ray and Navratil with a stand-up double. Schrader saying, come keep on, going. Baby, let's keep going. But I think we saw it hit the base of the fence, Don. And
yep, it didn't go over the fence, but it went right into that ivy at the base of it. So...
It never came out either,
did it?
No, it
didn't. And I'd be that outfielder. I'd get away from it, walk away from it, because if that ball drops out of there,
right,
they are going to wave them around.
Oh, true.
I believe they will.
Yep. The umpire is saying a double. He comes back with the baseball. And so Ethan Navratil gets an RBI, and the Farming Flames grab a 1-0 lead here in the first.
Wow, that was close to going out, wasn't it?
It was really close. Hit at the base of 330. Probably a little bit even further out than 330.
That young man keeps batting third in this lineup. He will get walked more than once yet.
That's right. 1-0. Farming with the lead. Here's Cody Ferre. Cody had a good day yesterday. As he had a couple hits in the ballgame. And look at Buckman. They're sending a pitcher down to the bullpen right away. As they're going to get somebody loose, not messing around, and you can't.
No, you can't.
It's Sunday and single elimination.
Cody was 2-for-5 yesterday with a couple doubles.
First pitch to Cody, a strike, and 0-1. Here's the pitch from Monson. That's low, and one ball, one strike.
See, look at Farming. They're still playing local teams here, aren't they?
They are.
Buckman's only 55 miles away from here, and tell you what, they've been playing some close teams.
One ball, one strike. Monson is pitching. Ferre gets a piece of it, fouls it into the mitt of the catcher, Matt Cummett, and the count, one ball, two strikes. Another good crowd. Boy, both of these sports decks are full. The bleacher section behind home plate's full. Lots of standing room only. 1-2 to Ferre. Pitch outside, a ball, and now 2-2. Nick Mergen waits to hit on deck for Farming.
Ninth time that Buckman's been in the state tournament with this year, and tell you what, for a population of 271 people, that's pretty good for a small town to be in state tournament that often.
That's inside, just about gets a piece of Cody Ferre in the count full at 3-2. I can say I've seen the sign for Buckman. I've never been to Buckman, though.
I don't think I have either. We should go there sometime.
We should go there, absolutely. Three balls, two strikes. Ferre up the middle, a solid base hit. Navratil had a freeze because he didn't know if Monson was going to catch it or not. And so Ethan's first step, and I mean, that's a legitimate move. You got to go back to the base.
Yes, you do. You got to watch where that ball goes. You know, it's behind you, but you still got to make sure it goes through.
So Cody Ferre with the base hit. Now first and third, one out. And it'll bring Nick Mergen to the plate. And now we got a little conference on the mound here by Buckman.
What do you think they're talking about, Randy? I would say they're going to say, wow. It's true what they said. These guys come out hitting, don't they?
Well, and this first and third situation now with Mergen, who is a good bunter. I think they got a little scouting report on Farming. I really do, because...
Oh, I'm sure they do. Mergen here, I don't know. They might just move him. They might move for a, huh?
Some of these Buckman players did play for, like, Piers. High school, Little Falls High School, and some of these kids
know each other,
these athletes, you bet. All right, Nick Mergen looking down to Dale Schrader. Ferre with, I would say, average speed, maybe a little above average speed over at first. Call holds him there. The pitch to Nick Mergen, swinging away at that first pitch, and strike one.
Just going back to some of the high school that I watched with Brad Skuglund coaching, like Painesville up there, this delayed steal was one of his favorite here with runners in first and third. And I'll tell you, I'd say 90% of the time the 95 would work for him.
Here's the pitch to Mergen, and foul tipped at the plate, and so Nick is down in the count 0-2. Nick being really aggressive on those first two pitches, trying to go after Jeremy Monson. On deck, it's pitcher Brad Mergen. Yeah, pitcher Brad Mergen. He is the pitcher slash DH, and you can do that in your lineup, that if Brad were to leave the lineup as a pitcher, he could still be the DH in the ball game for his replacement.
Correct.
Mergen will take low for a ball in 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one run in for Farming here in the first. They have runners at first and third. One out, the pitch to Nick Mergen, a swing and a miss. He chases that fastball. He's out on strikes.
Nice job by Munson on that pitch right there. He kept it away from Mergen and kept it on the outside corner. Kept it away from Mergen. Didn't let him pull that ball. And a lot of times Nick will go to the right side, but he kept it a little bit further away from him.
Brad Mergen. First opportunity to see Jeremy Monson. Runners at first and third. Pitch to Brad and long drive down the right field line into the corner and foul. Mergen got a good cut on that first pitch fastball.
Just a hair early on it. Pulled it down the right field line, pulled it foul, but that was over that ivy. Tell you what, they're getting some good swings on Monson.
I think Farming would just like a base hit right now off of Brad's bat to get Ethan in from third would be a big, big plus. 1-0 Farming, pitch to Mergen, and this one fouled to the net, and Monson works ahead again in the count, 0-2 to Brad Mergen.
One for three yesterday, he's had a couple of base on balls. I think that was only the only out he made yesterday was that strikeout in the tournament so far. I think he's walked, what, four times already?
Yes, he has. So he finds himself down in the count, 0-2. The pitch, and Mergen lays off the high fastball, the appeal, and no, they say he did not go around. And 1-2.
That's the first one that I heard with the pop on it, the fastball. It did. That one was coming.
You're right. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch outside from Monson, and now 2-2.
You can really hear it in this bleacher section here. We're sitting way on top here outside of the press box set up here with our equipment, and it's got a metal roof on here, and I'll tell you, when they hit the ball, it really cracks up here.
Two balls, two strikes, pitch to Mergen, line to the shortstop, and making the catch over there for the out. So for Farming in the first, one run on three hits. There were no errors and two left on. We played a half an inning. It's Farming 1, Buckman nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
State tournament baseball on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you here this afternoon. Angela Mergen producing our game at our sports studios in Albany. 1-0 Farming after a half an inning. Baseball brought to you by Virgil's Big Arena, south of Farming. Leo's Auto Body and Glass, Rambo. Chiropractic Connection, Albany Family Dentistry, Dairyland Supply. Over in Sauk Center, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Painesville Mutual Insurance, West Central Sanitation, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Central Minnesota Realty, with offices across central Minnesota and Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill. To the bottom of the first inning, and Don, some of the keys here in the coming innings for Brad Mergen. I think we need to see that pitching performance he had in Region 15C, don't we?
I think we do, Randy. If he wants to get by here today against Buckman, I think his control has to be there. He's going to have to spot his curveball really well and keep that ball in the strike zone. It's going to be key for him, I think, today.
I agree. The free passes have to be at a minimum today, that's for sure. He's going to get to face Matt Talgas leading it off. Talgas, the center fielder. This Buckman lineup, they can hit the ball, even though the Young America pitchers yesterday kept these bats in control yesterday. But we'll see what Mergen can do here. The first pitch is high for a ball to Talgas, and 1-0. It'll be Talgas, Gertz, and Cummett in the first four. Buckman 1-0, Farming with the lead. Breaking ball inside, and now 2-0.
Farming does have a couple draftees. They had Scott Leeser through a complete game yesterday, and Eli Emerson from Richmond, Kyle Leeser from St. Martin. And also, Farming's got quite a few guys that are playing defense that can pitch also.
Absolutely. They have Adam Winkles on the bench. He can throw for him.
Tyler Schrader,
Taylor Ferre. As Mergen delivers a strike, and now three balls and a strike to Matt Talgas. We saw Mergen throw a lot out of the stretch in the region tournament. He's going out of the windup here. And the pitch is high. Ball four.
And that's probably the start you didn't want to see from Brad Mergen after you take a 1-0 lead here. Let's put that tying run on first base right away here. But the way things have been going for Farming right now, ground ball, double play, gets them right back into this thing again.
Lane Gertz, the second baseman, into the batter's box. Lane, a right-handed hitter. And there's Mergen's pitch, a fastball strike right at the knees. 0-1 the count. Brad Mergen, he's been to the state tournament a number of times, drafted by many teams over the years. Shot up the middle. That's a solid base hit for Lane Gertz. And the Buckman Billy Goats have their first two men on here in the first.
Took a little bit off that fastball the way it looked, Randy, just to try to throw a strike there. And he has to take it off with his control. He might be pretty hittable.
Matt Cummett, the catcher, to the plate. And we're going to see Eli Emerson going down to the bullpen already. Kyle Leeser going to go down to the bullpen and got to get those arms ready to go just in case.
Yeah, you want to avoid a big inning here, Randy, early in this game. You want to get out of this thing here unscathed, and if you can. And if you can't, you better have somebody ready to go right now.
Cummett takes a breaking ball for a strike in 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Brad Mergen works from the stretch, and his fastball outside. Nice scoop by Cody Ferre. The importance of that scoop right there, you got runners on second and third if he doesn't come
you're
up
right,
with it, right?
You're right. I agree with you. And that's huge.
On deck for the Buckman Billy Goats, it's Aaron Weber. Another breaking ball that Cummett fouls off. Puts it off his foot. I don't know if Cummett caught last night's game or not, but if he did, that's a lot to ask a catcher.
I would think so. I think he's got some rubber knees probably today.
And now a sore instep.
That insult to injury, right?
Exactly. One ball, two strikes the count to Matt Cummett. Runners at first and second. Farming leading 1-0 here in the first, but Buckman has an early threat. Here's a chopper foul at the plate.
That was a good pitch by Brad Mergen there to keep it low and away. Low and away. The pitch previous to that was curveball that did not have anything on it. It just kind of hung in that power zone there. These guys look like they got some pretty good pop in their lineup too here, Buckman.
They do. Mergen ready on the mound. He'll take a glance back to second, and he comes home, and that's going to hit Cummett, and it's going to load him up. And Dale Schrader's out to have a word with his left-hander right now. So hit by a pitch was Matt Cummett. The Billy Goats with a threat here in the first. The base is loaded. Nobody out scheduled to bat, Aaron Weber. And Emerson, along with Kyle Leeser, thrown in that bullpen right now. And if you're Brad Mergen, Don, you just want to get an out. Some way, somehow, let's get an out here.
You bet. You got to get an out here. Hopefully it's an infield ground ball. You got to bring the infield in here, I suppose, now, or you play back for that double play and give up a run. We'll have to see once where they go here. But I'd say the corners are going to be playing in.
The conference complete out on the mound. And Aaron Weber, boy, he's a big, tall kid. Ooh. Coming into the batter's box.
Buckman also has a guy. It looks like he's warmed up already and looks like it'd probably be a draftee.
They're going to play that middle of the infield back a little bit as Weber fouls it to the screen and the count 0-1 to Aaron Weber. The Flames looking for some outs here in the first. 1-0 our score, Farming. Mergen has hit a man, walked a man, and given up a base hit, and Weber lines it to left field. That's a base hit. Starting back was Taugas. He thought maybe it'd be caught, and, well, getting an angle on it was Gertz. He hustled over to third. Comet to second, and Weber on at first with an RBI, and this one's tied at 1-1.
Cody Ferreira and Brad Mergen were discussing something after that base hit. I don't know if Brad was happy with the call or the pitch, but I don't think that was the case.
So 1-1, still nobody out. Noah Boser into the batter's box. And a late swing by Boser, strike one.
Like a curveball that hung up top a little bit there and swung through it. Boser.
Buckman running on their fumes from last night's victory at a steal of home. There's strike two on the breaking ball. And 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Mergen kicks, delivers, and a chopper to second. Neto Field, he tags the runner, throws to first. They give up another run, but they get two outs. Nice play by Isaac Nett to tag Weber and then throw to first.
I think the runner wishes he'd have stopped, I think, on that one, doesn't he?
Gertz scores. It's now 2-1 Buckman. Over the third goes Comet. And Weber retired for an assisted on the play. Boser out 4-3. Two outs, and here's Joel Call batting with a runner at third. Pitch a little bit outside of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The pitch coming. Here's a check swing squibber in the infield. Net has it. Quick throw to first. They get Call, and that'll do it for Buckman in the first. They come up with two runs on two hits. No Farming errors and one man left on base. One in our books. It's 2-1 Buckman leading Farming. We're back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, wishing all the best to the teams in this year's Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. They all worked hard to get to this point. If you can, get out to the games and cheer on your home teams or tune into Chasm for live broadcasts. The 2019 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament games are played in Dassel, Delano, and Maple Lake this year. West Central Sanitation is a proud sponsor of the games, aired on KASM.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studio, powered by the Soybean Check-Off, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Welcome back to Delano Municipal Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Yeah, we're graced by the Randy Bobblehead, the farming altered Randy Bobblehead doll that's sitting on our scores table right now as it's trying to get another farming victory for us today.
And we're asking that bobblehead once in a while, what do you think? And he just keeps shaking his head up and down.
Yeah.
So I think he's agreeing with most of what you say.
That's right. Well, you know, in the bottom of the first inning, I think almost best case scenario, giving up just two runs.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Brad gets out of that jam.
Big double play started by Isaac Nett over there. And I had a question posed to us. Could you run backwards on that? Because Isaac Nett went to tag him.
Sure.
You can back up.
You can back up.
But
right.
You cannot turn around and go back.
No. Exactly. So. With that being said, Tyler Schrader, Aaron Eink, and Austin Arsenault will face a new pitcher for the Buckman Billy Goats, and Schrader fouls the first pitch back to the screen in 0-1.
But I'm still kind of thinking of that. I suppose if you get the runner coming down the first baseline before he gets tagged out, he could probably go back. But you cannot, if you're going from home to first, you cannot back up. Once you back up, you're automatically out.
Right.
If you stop to avoid a tag and go backwards, you're out.
Yes, exactly. So Chad Weiss.
Looks like Chad Weiss. Piers Lakers drafty, right-handed thrower.
He's on the mound right now facing Tyler Schrader. Tyler down in the count, 1-2.
So we don't really know with Jeremy Munson if he maybe threw in relief last night or not. That we don't know, so.
There's a swing and a miss on the curveball by Chad Weiss and one out. Nice pitch. Came with the heat, and then the breaking ball.
Yes, it was.
Aaron Eink to the plate. Buckman 2, Farming 1. And the pitch 2, Eink, a strike called from Chad Weiss.
I think Buckman only used two pitchers the way it sounded last night. Change pitches, in the 14th, I believe it was?
Right. Or the 15th. 15th, 16th, 17th.
Right.
Yeah.
Three innings.
Pitch outside to Aaron. The count 1-1 as Weiss delivers. And there's a swing at a big off speed. And the count 1-2.
He's got a lot of stuff, doesn't he?
1-2. Eink drives it to center field, but right at Matt Taugas, who makes the catch for out number 2.
Taugas looked like he was going for a stroll in the park on that one, didn't he? Just a foot here and a foot there. And
he hardly had a move.
No, not a bit.
Bring number 9 hitter, Austin Arsenault, to the plate.
And there isn't much breeze today, so I don't think there's much of an advantage wherever you hit the ball today. It's, I think, a little bit more towards right field, don't you, Randy? It kind of feels that way.
Arsenault takes a strike on the inside corner and 0-1. Taylor Foray on deck for Farming.
In case you didn't hear us yesterday, nice, beautiful ballpark here in Delano. With 330 down the lines, 365 to straight center field. They have no gap measurements, but they look like they're probably in that 350.
Arsenault takes a breaking ball on the inside corner, 0-2. Here's the pitch from Weiss, and he is out on strikes. Sends a nice array of some off speed and a few fastballs in there, and the Farming Flames go 1-2-3 in the second. After 1.5, it's Buckman 2, Farming 1. More state baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
And back at Delano Municipal Baseball Park, bottom of the second inning coming up. Brad Mergen will face the bottom third of this Buckman lineup. Sean Lanners, the DH, Jack Suska, and Travis Call.
A little bit of breeze picking up here now, Randy. A little bit kind of feels blowing in our face, doesn't it?
It does. Swing and a miss by Lanners in 0-2. Yeah, what Farming needs is for Brad Mergen to get a quick inning here, back in the dugout, and bring that top of the order up.
You bet.
There's a foul by Lanners at the plate. The count, yet 0-2 yet.
Three straight curveballs here by Brad Mergen to start the inning off here with Sean Lanners.
Chopper back to Mergen, tips his glove, fraying on the grass, throw to first, they still get him. 1-6-3 on the put out of Lanners.
I thought at first there maybe Brad getting a little bit of piece of that, might have deflected it the wrong way for shortstop Taylor Foray there.
One out and Jack Suska, the shortstop. Another left-handed hitter. Boy, this Buckman lineup has got a nice mix of righties and lefties.
Yes, they do.
1-0 the count. Mergen's pitch. Suska swings and misses strike one. One ball, one strike. One-one, Brad Mergen's breaking ball. Suska swings through it and misses strike two.
Just about every pitch this inning so far to these lefties.
One ball, two strikes. Mergen's breaking ball tapped on the ground to first. Tyler Schrader will beat Suska to the bag. The unassisted put out. Two outs and number nine hitter Travis Call. Travis the right fielder. And a right-handed hitter. Mergen comes home and the pitch outside and high, 1-0.
Started him out with a fastball on that one. See once what he comes back at here.
The 1-0 curveball, there's a strike and 1-1.
It looks like he's got good control of his curveball now.
One ball, one strike. And pitch a little bit low, and the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Shot up the middle, Mergen grabs the line drive right by his ankles, makes the catch for the out. That'll end the second, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Two in our books, Buckman 2, Farming 1. More state tournament baseball in a minute here on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Dr. Keish Lepper of Chiropractic Connection is a big believer in massage therapy. In addition to the adjustments and treatment he performs for his patients, his massage therapist Renee talked about all the different types of massages she can do for patients.
I do Swedish, deep tissue, trigger point, craniosacral, myofascial, and some energy work.
Set up your massage therapy appointment today to get on the road to a better quality of life. Call 320-363-4694. Chiropractic Connection, located next to Millstream Park in St. Joseph, connecting health with chiropractic.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Top of the third inning, Taylor Foray, Isaac Nett, Ethan Navratil. facing the right-hander, the draftee.
Draftee, Chad Weiss. Chad Weiss. Looks like Weiss.
The pitch to Foray is a ball inside, 1-0.
So we're looking at Randy and I are talking on that line drive that goes back to Brad Bergen right at his ankles. And Randy says, I wonder how many ankles have been broke by line drives that come off of batters. And I'd say if you don't protect yourself, and as hard as they get hit back, it's going to be bad.
Here's a chopper on the ground to short, call charges,
nice
throws
play
to first and makes the play.
But then we were talking about having...
make a Jack Suska.
Yes, aluminum bats. Now, how quick would that ball have come back if that had been aluminum bat?
That exit velocity would have been just a little more.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. So Suska, nice play as he charges the Foray ground ball. Isaac Nett to the plate. Isaac bounced to first in his only at-bat. Eli Emerson was back in the dugout. Looks like he's going back down to the bullpen. On a running line drive catch out there in right field by the Billy Goats right fielder, Travis Call.
Now,
off the bat of Isaac Nett.
If you look at that catch there right now, Randy, that was one good catch because he caught that below his knee running to his left towards the foul line, running with it. That was a heck of a catch.
Oh, that was a great catch. Here's Navratil. Navratil one for one today. Put a ball off the base of the fence out in right center field. And a swing and a miss by Ethan. Strike one.
Now, if that gets by him out there, that's for sure a double,
maybe a triple. Yep.
Unless it gets stuck in the ivy, you know.
Looks like that ivy eats up a lot.
Yes, it does.
Navratil fooled by that off speed from Weiss and the count at 0-2 to Ethan.
Ethan knows it, too. He went after two pitches that probably he shouldn't have.
Chad Weiss kicks and delivers. And strike three called. Navratil gets caught looking, and he told himself I wasn't going to swing at that outside. And the umpire rung him up. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 2.5 innings. It's Buckman 2, Farming 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind, and we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Two to one, Buckman leading Farming here in the bottom of the third from Maple Lake. It's Bemidji 2, Jordan 2 in the bottom of the fourth. So that game tied over there. Had some good ball games so far today already. The first ball game here had Newmarket defeat Red Wing 1-0.
Excellent game.
And then Hutchinson over in Maple Lake beat Waterville 3-0.
A lot of shutouts in this tournament so far.
There's a chopper up the middle. Taylor Foray behind second, throws to first, and gets the speedy leadoff man, Matt Taugas. 6-3 in the putout. Bring Lane Gertz to the plate.
Nice play by Taylor Foray. Man, that looked like it had base hit written all over
That's
it, didn't it?
For sure three balls that have been hit that way over,
yes, over
Brad Mergen already. Gertz will take a breaking ball for a strike and 0-1.
That's what they teach you, though, isn't it? Hit them up the middle.
Absolutely. Two runs, two hits for Buckman. One run, three hits for the Farming Flames. Strike two called, and 0-2 to Gertz. No balls, two strikes. Brad Mergen's pitch inside a ball, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Mary just showed me score. Twins are up 6-1.
Ground ball to third. Nice hop for Ethan Navratil. Strong throw across the diamond, and 5-3 on the put out of Gertz. And it'll bring catcher Matt Cummett to the plate.
Just looking at Matt Cummett come to the plate here. Looks like he's got some pretty good lower body strength here.
Some big legs. Big, strong legs.
Little big arms. He's put together, this fella.
First pitch outside of ball, 1-0. Here's a shot to first. Tyler Schrader knocks it down. He's going to run it to the bag. And Schrader, the unassisted, put out another good inning for Brad Mergen and the Farming Flames. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played three. It's Buckman 2, Farming 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of Famo feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of Famo and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-344. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Hey, welcome back to Delano. Chad Weiss is just about done with his warm-up tosses. Thanks to Tony back in Avon. Tony let me know that it is pronounced Weiss. You know, there's so many different pronunciations and so many different spellings, so thank you. And I even talked to Paul from Little Falls Radio, and he told me that before the game. And you think that would sink into me?
I got to ask Randy. Yep, he said nope.
All right, here we go.
Seen him turn his head.
Cody Ferrey leads off the fourth for the Farming Flames. Strong throw by Weber over at third across the diamond as Ferrey hit a shot to him. And 5-3 on the putout of Cody Ferrey. One pitch, one out. Nick Mergen to the plate.
Well, as of right now, this game's moving along with the first inning coming to a little bit of a to get it started here, and both pitchers kind of relief pitcher here now for Buckman settling in, Brad Mergen settling in. First inning looked a little different, didn't it?
It did. Nick Mergen struck out in his first at bat today. Weiss's pitch inside a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Fastball that Mergen will follow to the screen and the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Weiss has the baseball back and he's ready to go again. The pitch to Nick Mergen, and Mergen checks his swing. Little chopper foul down the third baseline and the count stays 1-2.
That one stays fair. Nick beats that out.
Yeah, Aaron Weber over at third, Don. He's playing three steps behind
you
the bag at third.
At least, yes.
There's no way he's going to get the speedy Nick Mergen. Weiss is going to have to make that play on the third baseline. Mergen, drive to left center field, but getting there and making the catch out in left center field is Noah Bozer. Two outs.
Dropped on a transfer, I think it was, and they're having a little fun, the center fielder and left fielder, with each other out there.
That'll bring Brad Mergen to the plate. Brad Mergen in his first at bat, line to the shortstop. And the pitch, a strike to Brad, 1-1. No balls, one strike. Mergen a swing and a miss, strike two.
You haven't made a call yet this tournament, Randy.
0-2, and a swing and a miss, strike three. Brad Mergen's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Farming Flames here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 3.5. Buckman 2, Farming 1, baseball. More to come in a minute here on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Bottom of the fourth inning here this afternoon in Delano, one of the co-hosts of this year's state tournament along with Maple Lake. The third site was Dassel. Those games have now been completed over in Dassel, so it's now Maple Lake and Delano for the final weekend. Aaron Weber will lead it off for the Buckman Billy Goats. It'll be Weber, Bozer, and Joe Call here in the fourth inning. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Buckman. One run, three hits, and no errors for Farming.
Championship game for Class C will be played here in Delano tomorrow at noon.
And that's a one game winner take all.
Kermout, you bet.
Versus a Class B baseball. That is a double elimination bracket they are in right now. Pitch is high, and 2-0 now to Aaron Weber. Mergen had a tough first inning when he gave up both runs, a walk and a hit batter, along with a couple hits in that first inning. Swing and a miss by Weber, strike one. 2-1 the count. I think there was a nice little slider by Brad Mergen.
2002, Farming made the Final Eight. That was in St. Cloud, I believe, that time at Joe Faber Field.
Swing and a miss by Weber, strike two.
At that time, it was double elimination.
Oh.
El Rosa also made it to the Final Eight that year.
2-2 the count. Here's Weber chopping it foul at the plate, and the count stays 2-2. We had heard up in the state board office this morning that there were 13,400 people so far for the tournament starting today, 13,400. They were about, what was it, 900? 900, I think, off of last year's tournament.
900, they said,
you
yes.
You bet. Here's a shot by Weber into left field, a base hit.
I believe yesterday they said we thought we were looking at 3,000 to 4,000 people, weren't we? Thought they said right around 2,700.
Right. Yesterday's attendance.
Yep.
That was here in Delano.
In Delano.
Yes.
Yes. There was people here. Lots of them.
I'm going to bring Noah Bozer to the plate. With Weber at first, nobody out. Bozer takes outside a ball, 1-0. And One ball, no strikes. Pitch by Brad Mergen, a little bit low. And 2-0.
So you look back on that 2002 team with Farming, they had there's only like three names left from that roster, Craig Klein and Dale Schrader and I think Jeff Mergen.
Pitches high, now 3-0 to Noah Bozer.
Actually, Jeff Mergen, I don't even see he was on the roster in 2002.
Managed it, though.
Yes, he managed.
The 3-0, there's a strike and 3-1.
And I would say he was probably on the active roster, too.
Three balls, one strike. Brad Mergen's pitch, and that's going to hit Bozer in the back, and he'll go to first. So Mergen loses Noah Bozer, and it'll bring Joe Call to the plate. Some concern here for Farming is that you get those first two guys on with nobody out. Joe Call today, 0-for-1. He bounced to net at second and is only at bat. Here's a bunt down the first baseline. Schrader fields. He'll tag the batter Call, and up to second and third go Weber and Bozer.
Nice sacrifice bunt. Moving the runners over to second and third. Beautiful bunt.
The unassisted putout, and Tyler Schrader, there was nobody covering first base that time, Don. So if Schrader doesn't put the tag on him, they don't get Call. Sean Lanners to the plate. Sean bounced into a double play. His first at bat. No, actually, he chopped one up the middle. That was a 1-6-3 putout. Mergen had touched it. Swing and a miss by Lanners, strike one. That infield in about medium depth right now with the runners at second and third. And a swing and a miss by Lanners, strike two. 0-2 to Sean Lanners. Big batter here for Brad Mergen. Like to get the DH. O-2 the count. That one's outside. Gets by Ferray. And coming across to score is Weber on the wild pitch by Brad Mergen. And it's 3-1.
Kind of thought that ball probably would come back off of that little, what is it, about a 3-foot section here where it's looks like concrete poured probably.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of dies back there, didn't it?
It did. It did.
That might be padding too, right?
Looks like it might be padding.
Yes.
One ball, two strikes to Lanners, and that hits Lanners in the back, and that's going to be it. Dale Schrader is going to come out of the dugout right now with runners at first and third. Two-hit batters this inning. And Schrader looking down to the dugout.
Thank Eli.
And to the bullpen, and that's going to be it. Making a pitching change now. The way the lineup's started today, Mergen will stay in as the designated hitter.
He will, yes.
Eli Emerson out of the bullpen, the draftee from Richmond, the St. Cloud State recruit and player, will be in to pitch for Brad Mergen here this afternoon with Buckman leading 3-1, threatening with one out, runners at first and third. We'll take a 1 minute timeout here on KASM.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.